And as our band of workweek warriors gazed over the horizon, they saw the wonderful sight they had been hoping for. It was Friday.
Oh, just let it sink in. A Friday finally arriving. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, with Tim Hunter hanging out. Going to play a bunch of great songs, help you celebrate the day and get us into our holiday weekend. It's Good Friday. Stock market's closed, but the banks are open. And everything else pretty much normal. You'll get mail, so you don't have to worry about going out and checking the mailbox three or four times and then realizing it, which I do most holidays. Well, let's see what's been going on since we last gathered. In the UK, a dad was in a hurry packing his kid's lunch so he can get him off to school and catch the bus. Kid caught the bus. School gave dad a call, said, "Hey, we happen to notice that there's a Guinness in your kid's lunch." It happens. The FHA, this is of interest, has approved 40-year mortgages. You know, most people do 30. 40 will stretch out the payments more, but bring the payments down, hoping that it'll make it more affordable for more people. We shall see. And a bunch of great songs this morning. We will get back to those in a moment. Doing everything we can to get you going. Positive note, Friday morning, KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Coffee, a bunch of great songs. Life is good. And a big Easter egg hunt tomorrow up in Marysville. And I just wanted to let you know, if you're heading to Jennings Park tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., and it is raining, kids, the good news is, when the water starts to build up, all the eggs will float.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know a lot. I want to make sure you know this stuff, too, before you head off into your weekend. A new study says that just 6 teaspoons of sugar a day increase your chances of developing 45 different health issues. This study also recommended arresting Mary Poppins. Jennifer Lopez has launched her own line of booze, even though she doesn't drink. In other news, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to open a ski school. Coming up in a couple of weeks, a Hollywood memorabilia auction that will include John Travolta's white suit from Saturday Night Fever, expected to go for $200,000. Judy Farrell passed away at the age of 84. She was in 8 episodes of MASH as Nurse Abel and was actually married to MASH co-star Mike Farrell, who appeared as BJ Honeycutt. And this is the one to keep in mind as you continue on through life. About 46% of all Americans say that they've gotten a pay raise just by asking. Okay, the ball's in your court. Yeah, getting into the thick of spring and spring-like weather to match. I got the cherry blossoms blooming at the UW campus. Absolutely gorgeous, just wet. And then you got the tulips up in Skagit Valley just looking great and getting better by the day. Good morning. Great to have you along. You're listening to KRKO Radio. My name is Tim Hunter. The gang at the Sons of Norway Normana Lodge in downtown Everett and those crazy galoots at the Sons of Norway in Bothell both doing drive-through pancake breakfasts tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. Both locations, both you just drive through and pick up your food. There's no on-spot dining. $10 gets you 4 Swedish pancakes made by real Norwegians, ham and strawberries. Again, starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Well, we got a bunch of weird stories today in food news. Today only on Good Friday at Subway locations in the UK, you can order a Cadbury egg sandwich. Italian white bread roll, sliced, put a Cadbury egg in the middle of it, zap it the microwave, and take your money. Cinestack pancakes are back at the menu at IHOP, in case you're wondering. New flavor of ranch dressing from Hidden Valley, dill pickle. Remember the cereal Apple Jacks? Haven't had those in a million years. They now make Apple Jacks flavored Pop-Tarts if you want to combine your breakfast treats. Italy has approved a bill to officially ban laboratory-grown meat. And next weekend, not this weekend, it's Easter and all that's going on, a week from this weekend is the first of the two Coachella Valley Music Festival weekends. One of the hottest tickets happening a week from tomorrow isn't for one of the music acts, but it's for a Captain Crunch 60th birthday party brunch to celebrate the captain's 60th birthday. How about that? Oh, how time flies by. All right, that's your food news. Yeah, feeling good Friday morning underway. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. I'm a reader tonight at the Good Friday service at Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church down in Ballard. Lots of other stuff going on tonight, and I have questions.
And now for all you co-eds who wish to become scholars, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, we got tips, we got socks, we have sports teams colliding. KRKO's Tom Lafferty is our Mr. Know-It-All, and Tom, can you sort it all out for us?
We do have teams coming and going. Let's talk with the Everett Silvertips. They play game four of their seven-game series with the Portland Winterhawks tonight. Angel of the Winds Arena, 7:05. We've got the game right here on KRKO at 6:30. They're all down 0-3. Backs to the wall. They got a win tonight to play tomorrow. So they'll play tonight and right here in downtown Everett. On also here in Everett will be opening night of the Everett Aqua Sox. They play the Eugene Emeralds tonight, 7:05 at Funco Field. And that game will be over on Classic Country KXA.
It just seems to me that the hockey folks, they should play outside, and then we move the Aqua Sox indoors. I'm trying to solve problems here, Tom.
So these are first world problems.
I know. Is the new stadium they're talking about for the Aqua Sox going to have a roof?
No.
An umbrella rack?
I haven't seen all the preliminary plans. They're talking about probably covering at least part of the fans.
Oh.
So there'll be at least covered seating for the fans there, but there won't be a roof like a roof over the top of the stadium kind of roof.
Yeah, let the players fend for themselves.
That's right.
That's the attitude that made America what it is today.
Just as long as if you're sitting there with your beer and your hot dog, you're dry.
Okay. Other than that, what do you got going this weekend?
I've got three Aqua Sox games going on. I do the PA. So
oh, that's right.
And Saturday and Saturday game tomorrow is an afternoon game, 4:00 for the Aqua Sox.
Well, that's good.
And we don't even want to talk about what happens if the Silvertips win tonight. Let's not worry about that.
No. It's too much to think about this early in a Friday morning. All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
You bet.
And thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, you're welcome. Excuse me. I had a moose in my throat. Yeah, just showing off the music this morning. Here at KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter got some Stones, Fleetwood Mac, Journey, all on the way after the break. So that is who we are talking about when you hear us say Everett's Greatest Hits, and we say it a lot. You know, there was a passing yesterday. It kind of didn't get a lot of attention because there was a time where he was, to me, a comedy god. And then he just kind of faded away with the years, but Mark Russell. He was what they call a political satirist. So, back in the day, when you could make fun of both Republicans and Democrats, and everybody laughed, he was a master. And he did so many things. He was right there in the middle, just making fun of everyone. And it was just a beautiful thing. And he inspired me. I was thinking, gosh, you can do that. You can make funny lines in like 2-3 sentences and people like it. So I wanted to share with you just a few of the lines that he gave us over the years. The scientific theory that fascinates me most is that the rings of Saturn are made up entirely of lost luggage. I'm going to keep doing this until I die or until the audience dies. The way money goes so fast these days, they should paint racing stripes on it. And words that are true today as much as they were when he first wrote this. Young people, take heart. The older you get, the fewer commandments you'll have the strength to break. Mark Russell made it to 90. Good on you. Thanks for the laughs. Yeah, a lot of head bobbing going to that one there. It's KRKO. Feeling good. It's Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. Got some Doobies, Hall & Oates, Paul McCartney, and Wings all before 8 o'clock. If you stick around and you behave, we do have standards here. Well, they say they're running into production problems with Yellowstone. It was supposed to come back this summer. Now they're saying it's looking more like the fall. However, Paramount says that the spinoff show with Matthew McConaughey is all systems go. And this is really cool. If you were watching the March Madness and you saw Bill Murray in the stands cheering for the University of Connecticut Huskies, who ended up winning it all, it's because his son Luke, I am your father. Luke is an assistant coach for the UConn Huskies. How about that? Well, it's looking like a pretty soggy weekend, so it's going to come and go. But an indoor activity would be a good suggestion. And maybe you'd take it in a movie at that theater down the street if they have anything good showing.
Thank you for calling the City Cinema Mega Multiplex Duquad Triomni Theaters, where you always get more for your entertainment dollar if you expect less. Now showing Britain's King Charles refuses to use GPS in The Lost King. John Travolta recreates his role as Vinnie Barbarino as he explores a new world in Avatar, The Way of Kotter. And new in our mom's theater, Magic Mike's Last Easter, like you care if there's a plot. Speaking of Easter, be sure and arrive early Saturday morning as we hope to find the last of those real eggs we hid last year here at your nearest City Cinema Mega Multiplex Duquad Triomni Theaters. Thank you for calling.
Wow, they make standing out in the rain sound fun. All right, getting back to the great songs in just a moment.